The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everybody to our Monday night. It's my favorite time. It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on Pacific time. It's a whole different day over in Singapore and Hong Kong. But I can tell you that this call is designed for everyone that wants to help Optavia become part of their lives and help us help others change the world together and make it a healthier and create well-being for people. And we want to welcome our first time viewers tonight. We're very excited. We've got a great call for you. And, you know, what I'd like to do is kind of set up, we're now a couple weeks into the new year. It's become very clear that we're coming together, both our company and our field organization. We are fit for purpose for the world. We are going to grow very rapidly this year in response to such a great need. And because we spent so many years really getting to the point where we have a solution, a real solution, not Band-Aids, but a real solution to help awaken people, put them in position to change their health, change their life, and hopefully join us on our mission to create the world into a healthier place. So with that, I'd love to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Lisa Castor. Lisa, are you there?
I am, Dr. A.
Great to have you, Lisa. You know, so one of the things we initiated about 5 years ago were the leadership habits, the habits of transformational leadership. And we kind of use those as reoccurring themes. You know, one of the neat things about our culture is that we're creating, whether you're a brand new coach, a client, a brand new coach, or becoming a seasoned coach and now a leader and one of our organizational leaders, we are creating everything for people to model those things and become everything they want to be, to become the highest version of ourselves and put ourselves in position to organize our life around what matters. And one of my favorite ones, one of the things that really, it's right in our moniker, you know, lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time, is helping people awaken to their potential and transform masterfully. And, you know, you've been, you know, we've been together for, gosh, how long now?
15 years? 17
years. 17 years, wow. I think I'll stop counting. But anyway, you know, I've watched, obviously, you and Jaime just change dramatically and be part of this force for good at helping, starting with our clients. You know, one of the key things we know, if we help our clients be in position where they can build their self-efficacy, start to change their own life and integrate themselves, they become amazing coaches and set us in great position. And we've added a lot of tools. And so tonight, let's talk a little bit about transforming masterfully. How do we do that?
Oh, goodness. This is a topic I absolutely love because I think back to where I was when I started, and it's not where I'm at today, thankfully. I would sum it up by telling my story of saying that at one time I had the, you know, we were broken. And today I would say the way to describe it is we're creating a life of significance while helping others find their significance. And so to transform masterfully, there was a lot between that dash of where I was and where I am. And I just ask people where they are right now and where are your clients? Where are the people that aren't even clients yet? And if awakening the possibilities for them. So I don't know if you want me directing this towards you, Dr. A, or the people that are watching today.
Well, I'd love for you to direct it. And one of the things, you know, as I was talking, and I think it's become clear, you know, Fortune Magazine, we were picked second quickest growing company in the world. I mean, we're starting to be recognized, yet hardly anybody knows who we are. So I think it's just for, you know, thousands of coaches that are on tonight and clients and people that are watching that, you know, we're about ready to break out and really, really go into massive momentum. And as that happens, it's really important that we maximize and optimize using the tools to support us. Because if not, you're going to find yourself overwhelmed. I know it's a good problem, but we want to make sure we're using the things and using the processes. So not only, so we can take a candidate, like you were saying, turn them into a client, optimize them, and they can become a coach. And at every level, they have everything they need, and you don't have to do everything yourself as coaches, right?
Thankful for that, because Dr. A, when we started, we did do most everything in the beginning. So I am so grateful that you wrote The Habits of Health, the transformational system, the whole works, and being able to have the coaching guide, that has been huge. And we're going to have Brittany Whitworth share on that in a little bit. But I want to just kind of set it up to why would you even want to use some of the tools we have to transform masterfully. And a lot of times we might awaken possibilities with the health assessment. We're asking people, what do they want to accomplish? Especially if they knew failure wasn't an option, what would they want it to look like? So we're awakening that potential, asking questions in such a way that we're being empathetic. What must it be like being in their shoes? Awakening that it could be possible for more, asking questions that are going to be where they're going to say, well, what else could be possible? And aim, Dr. A, you referred to it as aiming, awakening intrinsic motivation. Those are the awakening possibilities. And then when we do it with empathy, people, when they feel understood, their walls of resistance go down and they're open to what the possibilities could be. So if we can autonomy support them, meaning we ask permission, that would it be okay if, and when they know you're coming alongside of them to help them fulfill what you just helped them realize would be possible if they wanted to put some things in place, now you got to have the tools in which to help them do it. If we just tell them, oh, you know, you can do these things and you promise the world, and you don't even have, you're not even using the habits of health system, or you're not using the community, or you're not being the coach to them to support them, and you're not helping them with their 5-in-1, let alone the habits of health system, the transformational system, are we really offering them what we said we were when we had the health assessment? If we awakened them to not only losing weight, but to have a life transformed, if we give them just the 5-in-1 or the fuelings to do it, they're not going to transform masterfully. They might be able to lose some weight, but transforming masterfully is going to be coming from getting into your life book. And so if you can really let them see the possibilities right from the very beginning and posturing it in such a way that they're going to say, you're thinking yourself, if I want to help them fulfill the dream I just brought out of them, then I want to be able to use this coaching guide in which to help them actually apply the things that we're talking about. And it's everywhere from, as you know, the elements, anywhere. The part that I think I love the most is the why, you know, helping them find their motivation right at the very beginning of the book. And then especially the mindset, and then the tools to be able to help create that along the way. So if we look at it like, well, I think I have to know everything before I can do that, we're probably not going to have the kind of success, or we're not going to be wanting to dive into the Habits of Health book ourselves, or we might not even be applying the coaching guide. And if you haven't looked at your coaching guide, I'm going to have Brittany show that in a little bit, but there are some great things. And if you haven't read it, I did it on a plane ride because it was like so much cool information of how I can show up for my coaches in such a way that I'm posturing what health is about, and that we're going on this health journey versus we are going on a weight loss journey. So I really encourage you and implore you to say, how can I help my clients fully? And there's some questions on the side that say, has some really basic questions that are going to really help you just kind of ask them, what are they learning from it? So their application. Then the three additional questions, if you have somebody that's really digging in, you can ask the deeper ones. You just want to still keep the time down a little bit. And I'm going to actually ask Dr. A if you have any questions before we introduce Brittany and how she utilizes it.
Well, I think it's really important for our coaches. You know, it's just like going to an event, although we're doing our events virtually right now. But when we first go to our event, you know, our coaches, our mentors tell us, you know, invite other people to come with you. But it's almost like we got to go see it ourselves first, right? And then we go, oh my goodness, why didn't I bring everybody? Well, it's kind of the same thing here. You know, once you're actually doing it and using it, it becomes this powerful tool to move everything forward. And what happens is, because you're not teaching the habits of health, one of the things I, early on when I wrote the first book, I didn't realize some people, you know, are giving PhD courses. Some people weren't doing anything. So we weren't creating a uniform experience for our clients, first of all. So they weren't all getting exposed to all the knowledge. The second part, more important part, is now we're putting the onus on the person. It's kind of like riding a bike. Remember the first time you rode a bike growing up and you're so proud to show your parents or your sibling? Because to do it ourselves, to be in charge, to feel we're gaining those skills is so critical. And what's great about it, as you go through the coaching guide, is the clients will see, I can do that too. I can be part of it. You know, Lisa's great and I love the relationship, but I can ask those questions. I can do the same thing. And so rather than saying, oh, Become a coach. It's really easy when you've made it so hard because you've done everything yourself rather than letting the client help themselves. Now we're switching that. And so what's going to happen is more and more of us really use the process. We're going to make it so much easier. And as you said, our sponsoring, more people are going to join us, and we're integrating them to be good coaches while they're clients.
Definitely. That's my favorite part. You are actually training them to be a health coach when you're using your coaching guide. Exactly. And you told me specifically years ago, you said, Lisa, you're not duplicable.
You're amazing. But basically, you used to tire me out, man. And the whole thing is we know this, and this is the critical part is in our program, why would you not want your client to become a coach? Because we know when you become a coach, you start helping others, it even increases more your chances of long-term success.
Yeah, if we have to be the know-it-all and we're giving them all the information, they're going to think, I can't do that. I've actually even had somebody tell me that. I don't know everything you know, Lisa. And so they didn't want to become a coach. And so I learned that if I could just point them and guide them to the tools that we have, then they're going to say, oh, I could do that. And when they see, remember when I did this with you? That's all you'd be doing as a health coach.
Exactly.
Keeping it so simple, so basic and duplicable. It took me a while to learn how to pronounce that right too, Dr. A. But it's amazing when they say, oh yeah, you did that with me. You know, those messages I sent you in the beginning, those are just a duplication. Also, I actually just sent you, copied and pasted those, and maybe customized them a little bit for you, but the system is already there for you to have that success.
Yeah, love that.
So when we're going through our process and we posture it in such a way that this is going to be what it looks like, and here's the tools we have. And just like we practice with the 5-in-1, we have a systematic approach to get the most predictable results. We also have a systematic approach to get the most predictable results in coaching. And the coaching guide is huge. We've got the health coach or the health assessment to begin with. We're doing celebration calls with people. We're doing explore calls. And then we have the tools to actually support them as coaches. So utilizing those will make your job a whole lot easier as a coach, and it'll be much more successful in helping people truly transform masterfully as you do yourself, because you're going to be growing as well. Dr. A, have you noticed a difference between the coaches that get certified and the ones that don't? They're confident in the habits of health.
Oh yeah. I mean, and here's the thing, we're not trying to teach you PhD courses, but what we are is we want to be open and curious and desire to grow. Because as we do those things and we learn those things, it improves our ability to offer value to our clients. And what's great about it, everything in there is a mirror. Everything we do is mirrored in the same system. The coaching guide, the habits of health, the book, the life book, the app, they're all part of a system where you're getting the same information and you're seeing it from different vantage points, which improves your ability to really be relational with your client and really teach them what they need.
I love the deeper questions in the coaching guide, but that's more me. And I'd say match it up with the person you're talking to. If they're just kind of trying to keep things a little more superficial, you can just ask some questions that are learning to apply it to their life that are already in the book. Very simple. They're the same questions each week. Or you can actually get a little deeper with them, but still, again, watching the time to show them that you're not spending, half an hour with your clients on a support call. And then Dan Bell said something that really stood out to me one time. He says, let me know what you plan to have done by the time we talk next so I can be prepared for where you're at in the habits of health. That was pivotal, because then I knew what they were, the goal is set up premature. We made this agreement that they would be doing this so we could have that conversation when we do talk, and then we'd be on purpose about it when we did.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So in regards to actually using the coaching guide, would it be okay if we brought on Brittany Whitworth?
Absolutely.
We were talking earlier on a team call, and I was asking somebody who thought that they had it, as you put it, tearing it up with their coaching guide. They all pointed at Brittany. So here she is, and she's actually in our house in Oregon right now, or in Florida. I get mixed up where I'm at. We were just in Oregon. We stayed and visited her in Texas, and then she came here to Florida just today. So she's ready and rock and roll to share about why this has been so beneficial for her and her coaches and her clients. Hi, Brittany.
Well, hi, Lisa. Hi, Dr. A. Thank you for the opportunity. I would love to be someone who is tearing up the coaching guide, Dr. A. This is such an amazing tool. I'm so grateful for it. And I would really just encourage all of you to just posture the gratitude for it. you know, before I started this program, I had 3 chronic illnesses and I was really concerned about it. And some of your clients are really concerned about whatever's going on with them as well. So before I dive in a little bit, would you drop in the chat which element has been the most impactful for your transformation? And as you're dropping it in the chat, think about how the excitement rises within you when you're realizing how much that has helped you transform. For me, element 19 has been huge. Getting my sleep under wraps, I used to solve all the world's problems late at night. And with someone who had lupus as a condition they were contending against, that was not a good thing. When I started to learn about inflammation and all I learned about inflammation and managing that was huge. And so you guys, I don't know if you have read the intro to this, but I just want to read to you a sentence from page 5. Our Habits of Health transformational system is the blueprint to learning, installing, and mastering the necessary behavioral and lifestyle modifications to optimize their health and life. Wow, who wants to be an agent of that for other people? I certainly do. So I get so excited when I'm on a health assessment and I get to the place where we've created their picture and we know what it is they want to create, and I ask them for permission to share the program. And I get to the place in the call where I'm sharing the Habits of Health transformational system. I posture so much confidence and so much excitement about what it's done for me. And then I say, I'm not concerned, because most people who come to the call, it is about weight loss. I say, I'm not concerned about whether or not you're going to lose weight. That'll happen. What I am concerned about is you truly transforming to this better version of you that you probably can't even imagine possible, because I certainly couldn't. What I've been able to do and accomplish and become as a result of this system is phenomenal, and it can be for you too. So you're going to get these 2 beautiful books, and they're really cool because they'll help you strengthen your biceps too, right? We joke about that all the time. I said, but more than that, if you are willing to commit 5 to 10 minutes a day, or one subheading to the next subheadings, because that's what I still do, Dr. A, in my Habits of Health book, one subtitle to the next subtitle, that's what I do. It will totally snowball into something you hadn't even dreamed possible. And then I ask them, can we agree that after we get you set up with your nutrition plan, our coaching calls are going to be about the book and the life book, because I really want to help you to achieve lifelong health. Can we agree that you can do that? 5 minutes a day, right? Everyone has 5 minutes a day. And they say yes. And then they're totally expecting that. So then before we finish our day 4 check-in call and we're moving them to twice a week, they know when I call, it's going to be, how was your week on program? And where are you in your Habits of Health transformational system? And it's so much fun. I love having those calls. And this goes with me in my check-in folder everywhere I go. I hauled it all the way to Florida today because I have check-in calls tomorrow. There's nothing better than sitting out on my front porch in my rocking chair with this and my clients' notes. And it's so much fun. I don't know why you wouldn't want to do it. I couldn't even wrap my head around that. But I would just truly encourage you to think, we offer transformation. The integrity behind what we offer is transformation. The credibility we gain is by offering transformation. That's what sets us apart from all the other things out there. And as a transformational coach, we focus on vision and we're proactive. And this holds the key to that. Yeah, I get excited.
Yeah, I love everything you're saying, Brittany. And, you know, it really separates. I was on a call with one of my physicians that asked me to talk to a new physician that joined. And, you know, she was very excited. She's helped her own health. And she was asking, how are we different than these other programs you see on TV? And I said, we're not even in the same ballpark. And what I saw, which I loved when you asked that question, element 4, you know, just helping people start to understand that they can explore, learn about themselves, learn about how they think, learn about how all that works, and then help themselves improve, go to the mental gym as much as the physical gym. And so, you know, we're going to be spending, and it's an area I'm glad I saw that reinforces, because that's kind of where I'm going now, and more helping people. And at a time like this, when the world is so uncertain, the community we're creating, being together, doing the things that are necessary to really take control of our health and our life. Because with artificial intelligence and all the craziness in the world, if we don't learn to understand ourselves and really examine ourselves, we're basically going to be lost. And all these other things you're seeing, obesity, all these things are symptoms of emotional mismanagement. And most people don't get that, but just by being there for them and drawing them in, and exactly what you said, basically that subtitle is a micro habit. I saw someone put that in. It's the baby steps. It's committing to reading half a page, reading 100 words. It doesn't matter, but slowly over time, by doing it consistently every day, they start to, you know, it's like, again, riding the bike. The first time you skinned your knees, you fell over, so hopefully it didn't break anything. But as you start to gain that self-efficacy, which simply translates to having the confidence and starting to have the skills to take control and command at a time when so many things are uncertain in the world, means everything to people. And it puts them on a new path. And to Lisa's point earlier, and I love, I could just see you sitting out in your porch going over with your clients, which is awesome, because basically that's how we're going to help people change. Knowledge is great. There's an overwhelming amount of knowledge. It's the specific knowledge to allow them to do something that's easy enough for them to do so they can do it every day till it becomes who they are. Because automating all these things, that's what makes all the difference. And you know, and I love strong advocates like yourself, because you really get it, right? You know, you were talking about your own health challenges. Now you're on a path that's so different. And now we're sharing that with everybody. Nobody in the world has what we have. And we can do this better than anybody. So it's really important for us to use the tools. So we build in the consistency. So we allow all candidates and all clients to be able to take up the mantle, first work in helping themselves, and then reach out. It's kind of like putting the oxygen mask on. You know, you got to put it on yourself first, right? So you have to understand. And you're right. This little guide really sets up what it's like to be a transformational coach. So Brittany, thank you so much. That was awesome.
I'd like to add to that too, because one of the things when you're doing the coaching guide too, to remind somebody of what they wanted to begin with. So when they, that chapter, why, when they fill out the element for the why, if we have them keep that handy and then remind them when they get a little off track and we're doing the coaching, you know, support call with them, and we can say, I remember when we talked originally, you said you wanted, is that what you still want? Okay, how about we, and it's okay, right, Dr. A, we'll get it right from your mouth to see if it's okay. Is it okay if we skip to another element if we need it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, one thing you just said, which is so important, one of the things I'm excited, because we're coming up on a year since we really introduced the system, a little over a year, the coaching guide and all the things, is that I'm so excited to start hearing of the scores, because what we have them do is fill out their well-being evaluation. They can go online and actually go into the habitshealth.com site and get into it in even more detail around the 6 macro habits. But at the end of the book, in the epilogue, we talk about basically now go back and take that assessment again. And if you've gone into that and truly gone through, you've now, no question about it, your habits are healthier. And as a result, most probably your health and your well-being is greater. So that's going to be exciting, because, and as we move forward and we can document that, we're going to show evidence-based, as our IT platforms become more profound, they're actually working night and day now to really get the Habits Health app up so it works the way we want it to, and then build from there. We're building all the stuff. We're going to start gathering data. And for those that are using the system, because it's going to make your life so much easier, and have, think about teaching, as you said, teaching your new coaches how to become coaches, great coaches, while they're still clients. I mean, it makes so much sense, and it really decreases the work. So what last things would you like to say, Lisa, to everybody?
To the point where you said about the going back and doing their evaluation, you know, we talk about the scale so much and people are worried about that number and did it go down? And it's like, but now we have a number that we can really measure whether somebody's really having a life of well-being by the number going up. And so that's what I encourage people to go back even more frequently if they want, to remind them that they are, even if their scale isn't going down as fast as they want, what health habits are they increasing? What quality of life are they increasing? And if they're still lacking in some area, would coaching be a possibility for them if they are looking for something else?
Yeah, no, and I love that. You know, and in medicine, we talk about the quality indices, the quality of life indices. We do that through awakening, putting people in position, and then transforming them masterfully. Lisa, thank you so much. Brittany, thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you, Dr. A, for the honor.
Awesome. So let's move on. I'd love to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Michelle Heyman. Michelle, are you there?
I am here, Dr. A.
We got some good things coming up in just a few moments.
We do. In just a few minutes, we're going to move over to our field-led training call, where Patty Glick and I are going to be actually just putting into play what Dr. A just said. You guys, it's a new year, and we just finished the dash, and you guys have brought on so many new clients. It is so exciting. So now we want to talk about how to take these clients from the yes, they already gave you the yes, through fat burn, using all four of our components to really set them up for amazing success on their health journey. And so by making it so simple, having the system in place, it's going to be duplicable, Dr. A, so we can make a huge impact and we can really make this scalable and help as many people as our hearts desire. So I'll see you on the next call.
Awesome. That's going to be great. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Patty. Okay, last but not least, Integrated Presidential Director D, are you there? D Carpenter.
Yes, sir, I am. Glad to be stuff
coming up on Wednesday too, right, Dee?
Yes, we do. And I love how the calls align. So what we're going to do on Wednesday night on the Habits of Health community call is we are going to actually talk about secrets to making your New Year's resolutions a reality. So what we're going to do, we know so many people come to us for weight loss or their goal of maybe as coaching to save money. We've got all the tools to be able to help them do that. But what we're going to do in this call is start to put the framework in place with the skills, the strategy, so that we can make those goals, resolutions, goals, and then reality. Great. So that's Wednesday at 8:30.
Cool.
What and else? Then following that is the transformation call. So right afterwards will be a full trilogy presentation. We'll have some incredible stories of inspiration. This is, again, great for you to attend, invite your coaches, your clients, and your candidates to that call. And you can get reminders of all of these calls as a coach. If you want to get a text reminder, which is a great idea for these Monday night calls, you're going to text Optavia Coach to 99000. And then for the Wednesday night calls, this is for you and your clients, text Optavia 30 to the same number, 99000.
Great, Dee. Thank you so much. And those will be great calls on Wednesday. So as we conclude this call and move over to our field-led call, you know, there's never been a time where the world has needed us more than they have now. So let's go out and reach out to each other. Let's awaken people to the potential. Let's use our values to bring people together, and let's make the world a better place, a healthier place, and bring well-being to all those that raise their hand. God bless and good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.